Bill Leff is all over the board today. You're pointing at several different things. Like, what's that? Ooh, there's Frank Zappa walking by.
Yeah, I thought I saw Frank Zappa walking by, Wendy.
Wow.
Turned out it was not him. It's probably for the best. Hey, you know who's here? Kurt Wagner's here, writer for TVShowPatrol.com. That's his website, TVShowPatrol.com. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you? All right, Scandal is coming to an end, or has come to
an end. Last night was the finale, series finale.
Now, we have to be very careful, because I know a lot of people have DVR'd it and have not seen it yet, but was it worthy of... the show was on for years and years and years, and it took some twists and turns along the way. Was the last episode worthy of the show's ending?
Donald Trump became president.
You ruined it.
No.
Somebody ruined it.
That's not true. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I stopped watching
it
a couple of years ago. But I think people are happy with it.
Why did it end? It was still really high up in the ratings.
Well, I think part of the reason was because they were having to compete with what's actually happening in the real world.
Oh, I bet.
Because she was a fixer in Washington, D.C.
And, yeah.
And
you couldn't top what was really happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, interesting.
And Jimmy Kimmel is a super fan of that show. Not probably just because it's on ABC like his show, but...
It helps, though.
Yeah, it helps. But he had Shonda Rhimes, the creator, and Kerry Washington, who played Olivia Pope, the main character, and then the rest of the cast on his show last night. His whole show was devoted to the finale.
Yeah.
And he made the joke that it's the first time a TV show ended because the world jumped the shark instead of the other way around.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Is Shonda Rhimes the most powerful producer on TV right now?
I think it's a race between her and... now I'm not going to think of his name because I have to. The guy who does all the shows for FX, Ryan Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Who just got that $300 bajillion.
Right. It's probably the
deal
two,
at Netflix.
One of the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So,
and they both, interestingly, got big deals at Netflix.
Oh, they did. Oh, isn't that something? Yeah. So somebody at Netflix is onto this and went, well, let's get the two most powerful people, put them in our employ. Very good. Very, very good. All right, so you didn't see it. You haven't watched it for years, but people who did see it, they're kind of mixed. I read some of the reviews today. Oh. Some people loved it, and this is with everything.
Yeah,
some people loved it, some people hated it. Yeah. All right, First Wives Club coming to Paramount. What is that?
Paramount Network has agreed or has made a 10-episode series order for the First Wives Club. First Wives Club, a half-hour comedy based on the movie. From 1996.
Remind
Who was
me
of
Goldie Hawn.
Hawn, Bette Midler, and
it was good. It was pretty entertaining.
I don't remember ever seeing it. I just know that they made it.
Yeah.
So will it be
Diane Keaton? Yeah.
And Diane Keaton. Yeah.
And so it will be a more diverse group of women who bond over the fact that their husbands are jerks and their marriages have ended, and
that'll be fun.
They get revenge and all that kind of stuff.
Yay.
You know, I have a bunch of men at my house now. I used to have two little boys.
Are
and
they
Jim.
Related to you, Wendy? Or is there something
no,
going on that we should be aware
dancers.
Of? Oh, that's weird.
But my little boys are now men, and we watch various shows together, including the new Jenna Fisher one.
Breaking Up or something like
Breaking
that?
Up Together? Or
yeah, something like that. With our friend Bobby...
Bobby Lee's in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee. He's really, he's funny. He's got a very small role.
Yeah.
But he's pretty funny. But my boys are all like, why do men always get depicted as jerks? And same with the Good Girls. I watch that too. Is that the name of it?
Good Girls. Yeah.
I really love that show. And all the men in those episodes are like cheaters and losers and mean. And my sons and my husband are like, why are all men depicted as jerks in all these shows?
How come, Kurt? Why is that?
It's happening a lot, though.
You know, tell your boys, you know.
Don't be a jerk.
Wait 10 years and you'll find out.
But for years and years and years.
Can you be my Manny?
But, Kurt, for years on TV, dads were depicted as being kind of doofs, right?
Like Homer Simpson.
Yeah. That happened for a long time.
Right. I think it's sort of the time that we live in, partly.
I don't like it. I'm feeling sorry for men, I got to tell you the truth.
It's about
but
time.
But really, I mean, if you think about it.
There's a share of that?
Yeah, I think there's. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, not all men
not
are,
really.
But I mean, there's some shows where I go, wow, there's not one nice guy on the show. But I think, interestingly, on Good Girls, I think the nicest guy on there, although he doesn't like to show it, is the guy they're working for, the gangster guy they're working for, you know? But
I really like that show.
Yeah.
And I'm liking Zach Braff's new one, too. Yeah. Alex Inc. It's about a podcaster.
See, that's a sort of he's not really a
He's a good guy.
But he is kind of a goof.
He's a little nerdy.
Yeah, he's a little nerdy.
But Kirk, go back for a second. You talked about the likability of characters, that there's some show where there's nobody likable. So for a long, long time on TV, they realized that if you were going to have a television show, you had to like the people who are on the show, or why would anybody watch? But then at some point, there was like a reversal on that. They gave you a lot of characters that weren't very likable. Do you remember the show Buffalo Bill about the sports writer, Dabney Coleman
played Buffalo
Bill? There was not a single redeeming quality in this guy at all. But it was a really fun show to watch.
Well, I think maybe they're supporting players or characters. There might have been somebody. I mean, I've had that situation. Like, I thought Mad Men, I never really got into it because I didn't think anybody was likable on that show. They were all trying to tear down somebody else.
Right.
And you know, going up the ladder and everything. And so I just couldn't do it.
I never watched 1 minute of Mad Men.
I tried to watch
that. You're right. That's how Mad Men was. There wasn't anybody on there that you were...
I mean, even Peggy. Peggy who was probably the nicest, but she's still... I mean, and so I just couldn't do it. Like, every season I tried. But then there's shows now. I mean, the antihero became a huge thing right after The Sopranos.
Yeah. Walter White on Breaking Bad. Normally, you wouldn't like that guy, but you found yourself...
Right. Well, the Walter White thing I did at first because he was a...
teacher.
He was an underdog.
Right.
He was a huge underdog. And then when he became... what he loathed, there was still somebody else. You know, what he did affected his wife.
Right.
What he did affected that his partner, and his partner was always the more fragile.
Right.
I always felt like I wanted to take care of his partner in some way. You know, like, because he was always like
Jesse going
back to drugs and he couldn't handle all that stuff.
Yeah,
I felt sorry for Jesse.
Yeah, so did I. And but then I also thought that there was just some wicked black comedy in that show.
Yeah,
some dark humor.
But look at, like, for a while, Seinfeld was the number one show on TV, and then I remember reading an article about Seinfeld where they said these are four people that in real life you would never be friends with. And I thought about it, and I went, boy, that's kind of true, isn't it?
You know, when Seinfeld was on, I never could get into that either for the same reason. I was like, these guys are jerks.
Yeah.
I never saw them being jerks. I don't...
Well, they were all very, very self-absorbed, right? They only kind of cared about...
But it worked because they were all like that.
I mean,
that.
There was, it was still funny, but I didn't ever commit to it because even though I would laugh when I saw episodes, I would never watch it regularly because I was like, ugh.
And then what changed? Why did you all of a sudden realize that you needed to see it? Or did you? Maybe you didn't.
I mean, I still don't like seek it out or anything, but I'm meaner now.
Good for you.
That's like our sorbet for the end of the night. We usually almost always end the night with
a Seinfeld
episode.
Yeah. And then it's
so
lights
funny.
Out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because I like the comedies that I like Amory, my friend, who you've met, who also writes about television. She always jokes that I always watch dramas. She always watches comedies. And I never commit to a comedy. Rarely do I commit, unless it's like a dark comedy or you know, something that you laugh at, but you go, oh, I really shouldn't be laughing at this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I kind of like FX comedies. A lot of those is because they're not the standard kind of comedy.
Yeah.
But, it's just, I don't know. It's, there's always, I think that's why it's so hard to say what's a good show because what, you know, I might like a character that you hate,
right?
Vice versa and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So true. This segment with Kurt Wagner is sponsored by Wow Internet TV Phone.
Wow.
That's the one, Kurt. Yeah. Stick around for the Wow Moment of the Week. That's coming up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
What's on the idiot box? Why do they call it an idiot box?
I think you know why.
I like to watch it. TVshowpatrol.com is a fantastic website if you're into television, and a fantastic television critic, Kurt Wagner, in the studio with us.
Hello.
Hi, Kurt. You snuck up on us and became British all at the same time. The ratings have come in for the late night talk shows, and all of a sudden, Stephen Colbert is not just in the lead, but he's way, way, way up in the lead because...
He talks politics.
Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure.
Do you know that for a fact?
It's got to play into it.
The situation is perfect. It's right in his wheelhouse. The world situation is right in his wheelhouse for what he did the best in his previous life.
Yeah.
True.
You know, and his show changed slightly or somewhat when all this fodder came up.
Yeah.
You know, that he could do things with. I mean, it extends from his opening monologue to skits to even with his guests.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it so yeah, it's, I think I would say it's changed a lot and gotten really focused.
Prior to the election of last November, the show was kind of struggling to find its way. They changed showrunners, they changed writers. They were really in peril. They didn't know what to do. And then all of a sudden the election happened, and he was, of the three hosts, of he and the two Jimmys, he was the one that took more of a charge politically. And now look at the benefits of
right.
it. I never thought that show, because that's the show that, with all things being equal, when I turn on the TV at 10:35, I almost always go to that one, or Jimmy Kimmel, almost never Jimmy Fallon. But the Tonight Show, such an institution for decades, they're scratching their heads. They don't know what to make of this.
You know, Fallon has basically taken a "I'm friends with everybody" stance, and he's not going to get political.
I'm okay with that.
You know, he's doing
I prefer
he's doing
that.
The traditional talk show at night,
goofy bits, and
Colbert has decided I'm going to be Comedy Central at CBS.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna hit it really hard, and
he's great at it.
And he's great at it. And I think Kimmel's a little in between. His monologues are pretty pointed.
Yeah,
And especially when it's stuff like the whole thing with his kid and how things Trump said affected, you know, or what happened in Washington affected how funds might get to help his kid or not.
Right.
You know, then he became. I mean, he really hit that hard, but his monologue's pretty pointed. But the rest is just show. You know, like he's gonna have, like, he had the cast of Scandal on last night. Next week, I think he has every single hero from the next Avengers Infinity Wars is going to be
really?
On one night.
Wow.
Or it might be the whole week. I got an email this morning, but
wow.
I think he's just going to parade them all throughout the
because
week.
Because the parent company of ABC is Disney, and they're also the parent company of Marvel, so that becomes an easy make.
This is Kimmel? I get them confused all the time.
Yeah,
there shouldn't
Kimmel.
Be two Jimmys. Why don't you
know,
go by Jim?
It's kind of funny because when I...
Remember when Jimi Hendrix had his own late night show? You didn't know
it
what
rocked.
To... Yeah, it was, oh, it was
when
great.
I watched the news... You know, it's usually on the channel that I just watched a show at 9 o'clock.
Oh,
you
so
know?
You're
so like, but it's usually my 9 o'clock show is almost often an NBC show. So I end up watching the NBC the local news, and then as soon as that Tonight Show music starts to play, which they don't even go to commercial, they go right to the show from the news. I'm like, ah, turn it.
You panic.
I just can't watch.
You panic.
Fallon.
Kurt. Oh, go on, Wendy.
I have a texter. I'm hooked on a new show, Rise. Could you please talk about it for a minute? I did not watch it. What? It took over the place of something.
This Is Us.
Because, right.
Because Rise is made by the same people who did Friday Night Lights, which, by the way, you can see all of Friday Night Lights on Hulu starting today.
Oh.
But... And it's funny because the opening of the sequence is a lot like Friday Night's Lights opening
sequence.
The driving around town.
Yeah.
Except it's set in Pittsburgh. And instead of football, it's about...
High
school drama. Theater.
Yeah.
They're going to put on this play. This one teacher takes over the drama, the play, because there's not an actual drama teacher at the school. And he decides he's going to do... a more, like, not a traditional high school thing. He's going to do something that has some very adult topics to it. And he gets a lot of pushback, but the kids are really into it. And, you know, it's just this whole drama about... And then the lead that he finds is also on the football team. And they're really,
really
good.
I like that.
And the football team, the coach doesn't want him to be on the theater because it's taken away from his concentration on the football field. And
so it's a drama about drama.
Yeah.
I really like it. I'm
about
watching it.
Mary's a huge fan.
It's sort of fame, but it's just not at a school for the arts. So the arts are really treated badly.
Yeah, a couple things are not that believable in it, like the football player. I mean, he doesn't even look like a football player. He's just too little. He just doesn't, you know, a couple things are
You know
a
what? He
odd.
Was a dancer in real life. I talked to him at TCA.
I believe it.
Yeah.
He's a real cute, handsome kid, and, you know, I just really like the show. There's not a lot of music in it, which is good. I thought it was going to be full of music, like Glee.
No,
and it's not.
No.
Usually when they're rehearsing... the play, there might be one snippet of a song.
I got to check this out.
But,
although,
but,
Mary,
you know,
you're not the target demo, I don't think, are you?
What do you mean?
Oh, but it's got the parents. It's like a full...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's
more
not like...
It's actually more about the parents, I think.
All right, I'm in.
And those teachers.
The teachers.
But it's you know, sort of a support for the arts.
I think you'd like it, Wendy.
Yeah, it's very
good,
it's very This Is Us and the way the drama's done in that Excellent. That it's that
will
sort
I
of,
cry?
You might.
Oh, crap. No,
I don't think I've cried at all on that one yet.
No, you won't.
I have cried on this.
All right, because, yeah, I know. Yeah. That one, I just, like a sob fest.
Kurt, we only have a minute or two.
Oh, but we didn't what get our wow.
Your, no, we have to. By law, we have to. All right. What is your wow moment of the week?
Westworld, season 2.
Excellent.
Starts this Sunday on HBO. On HBO. And if you've seen the trailers.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It looks like a lot going on, doesn't it?
It's going to be so... I mean, I love the first season, even though it's sometimes a little
it's
slow.
Great.
But this season, we get more of the Westworld, the whole place. Like, we see the Shogun world and all these other things. And the robots, if you want to call them robots, the artificial intelligence, sort of are fighting the humans for control.
Yeah.
And leading that charge are women. Women robots, but Thandi Newton and Evan Rachel Wood's characters are huge in it, and it's just really cool. And remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about how the Westworld creators were going to release all the spoilers on the Reddit thing?
Yeah, how about that?
That was a hoax.
Oh.
And what they did was they had a video, and it starts out seemingly like the guy who plays Bernard is talking about his character.
Yeah.
And it seems to be that's going to... It's a half-hour video, and it seems it's going to be that. And then suddenly Evan Rachel Wood starts to sing Never Gonna Give You Up, that Rick Astley song.
Oh, so basically, you got Rick-rolled.
So basically, they Rick-rolled the fans. And then the whole rest of the 30 minutes is the music from that, from the show.
Oh, excellent. Good. And, I can't wait to see it. Sunday night is the season premiere.
Yeah.
Westworld season 2.
And next week, go and look at my schedule, because next week there's a bunch of new things starting. Genius, the new season starts, and there's a whole bunch of other new seasons.
That schedule that was just referred to can be found at tvshowpatrol.com. That's Kurt Wagner. Yeah. Kurt, thank you.
Oh, and The Handmaid's Tale season 2 starts this week.
Coming soon. All right. Thank you, Kurt.
Pip, pip.
Yeah, what Wendy said. Yep. All right. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.